What do you call it?
So, Maharaj, so many of the devotees here right now, they're presidents of different temples in ISKCON around the world. So, after the GBC meetings, there's also a temple president's meeting in which the GBC resolutions, they will be presented to the temple presidents as a body. So, one thing that will be presented is that the decision concerning the extension of acharyaship. So, it has been decided that it will not be extended.
It won't be extended.
Yes. So, and some of the reasons...
It is decided in the GBC.
First the Acharya Board, then the GBC.
Then the GBC. The decision is final.
Yes. They're saying indefinitely. Indefinitely.
That means?
That means for no specified period of time. Because...
That it is not proper time for extension.
Right.
No necessary.
Well, they were thinking, many of them were thinking when they went into the Acharya Board meeting to extend, but taking the last year into consideration, they were, because there were some difficulties on the level of Acharya, they were thinking that now is not the there is not the right atmosphere in our society for extension, and that those who were to be considered for the as candidates for acharya, that there was some political motive there, or political dealing.
Political.
Yeah, with some political concern. So they wanted to make it free from such political concerns. So they have thought to not extend at this point.
So that decision has already been taken, the important decision. Yesterday, such a resolution was taken.
Yes.
Only yesterday only.
Yes.
And... unanimous. That verdict was unanimous.
Finally. It's actually... It may be... like half and half in terms of how people feel, but the verdict is unanimous.
Oh. Hare Krishna.
Someone may be willing to forego their personal feelings for the sake of being unified as a body.
Let us wait and see the result, the consequence. Anyhow, unity is desired. Unity and the progress. Unity and the progress. What is desirable? Krishna, 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 Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Conservative, liberal, so many parties. In India there are many parties, in the political world. but in England, conservative and liberal. And then came the Labour Party. Three parties we find there. And in America, the Democrat and the Republic. Yeah, two parties. But the people outside, they say, there's very least difference between the Republic and Democrat. They look like almost the same. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is a famous saying about the definition of democracy by Abraham Lincoln. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. I was in charge of Madras Mot, daily class. I used to advertise in the paper for the daily class. Government of the people, it is true, of the people. And government for the people, it is also tenable. But the by the people is untenable. Mass is ignorant. So, Vox Populi is not Vox Dei. As it is mentioned, Vox Populi is not Vox Dei. Voice of the people is not the voice of God. This is a general saying, that voice of the people is the voice of God. This is all unguided, mistaken people. What value may be there in their voice? They're all fallen, not up to standard of thinking. They are being the fodder of death, their movement. How they can take us to our desired goal. Asatu ma sadgamayu, tamasu ma jyotirgamayu, mattu ma amamitangamayu. That are the the innate and the principle of life. To save one's own self, to become immortal, and to become out of ignorance, and to become happy. Our very existence is being threatened every second here, where we live. And it is also threatening to cover our knowledge. And it is always offering, threatening us to swallow with misery. The misery is threatening to swallow us every second. These are our standing enemies. We must fight with them in a scientific way. We have to get out of these three born enemies of us, who are always threatening our very existence, our very knowledge, and our very sense of happiness, feeling. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the God conception has come in this world. the ideal, above, in the transcendental realm, even superseding our imagination. How to be happy? The area of happiness is the area of God. Satan may not enter there, may not have his influence over him. So, godly life, that is, again, what is the conception of God proper? God proper. There is also possibility of comparative study from this side. And that is our conjecture from here. But in reality there is such position, such place. And they are not idle. God is not sitting idle. He is also sending his messenger to this world to recruit from different positions to different stages of theism. And there is also gradation. In the political dominion status, a sort of independence, then different conceptions of political emancipation, so also the general emancipation has various conceptions, and according to the two hours. Hankering and demand of our sincere soul, we come to similar class. There is a possibility of comparison, tatastha, both relative and tatastha, relative and absolute consideration. Everywhere, both kind of knowledge, relative and absolute. The absolute holds the supreme position, but relative is there and must be there. Good, very good. Without each other. Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Question?
Anyone have any questions?
No question. Vidyati vidyayagganti chiddanti sarvasamsaya kiyanti kashyavarmani mai drishti akhiladman. All the questions disappears when we get the solution proper. Vidyati hridayagranthi, which is almost impossible, unthinkable. Such solution it get from Bhagavatam. Such a state is possible. What is that? Vidyati hridayagranthi. all the ties are unloosed in the heart. Heart is full of different ties. I tie myself with this idea, that idea, thousands of ideas. I am tying with that. I want, I like it. All the ties are unloosed at once. All the, such knowledge may descend in us at once, all the time, all unnecessary. So many ties are all unnecessary. Undo it. They are rather enemy. Let them. We thought that they are friend and wanted to tie me with him. Undo. They are not friends, all enemies. Vidyati Hridaya Granthi, all the ties of the heart are broken off. Siddhanti Sarva Samsaya, this is in the stage of activity, karma, Vidyati Hridaya Granthi. And the, in the layer of knowledge, Siddhanti Sarva Samsaya, Vidyanti. Hridaya Granthi. Where is it? Hridaya Granthi. What did I say at present? Vidyati, Hridaya Granthi. And next says Chiddanti Sarva Samsaya. There are so many doubts after doubts. All doubts cleared. Just as the mist disappears, so all doubts clear. I thought, how it is possible in the beginning? It is impossible. In the beginning, I thought, but they are the saying of Bhagavan, when Gauriyamat came to say this, something like this, that this is the truth, and nothing can be. No other conception of truth may be absolute. This is the absolute. And how it is possible? But in my childhood, I had some knowledge of Bhagavatam. This slok came to my mind. Yes, Bhagavata says, there is such stage, it is possible. Siddhanti Sarva Samsaya, free from all doubt. There may be such a stage that is free from all doubt. Then also Upanishad came. Jasmin gyati sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Jasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati. Tad vijigyasasva tadeva brahma. Enquiry is good. Enquire like a proper man, in a proper, in a scientific way. That enquiry, search. Search for a particular thing which equates to search of everything. Come to search that thing which will solve all your problems. Searching after this, searching after one, A, searching after B, searching after C. Dismiss all these madly ideas. Search one thing which will satisfy everything. It is possible. Tad vijigyasasva. Jasmin gyati sarvamidam gyatam bhavati. If we know that point, everything is known. Jasmin prapti sarvamidam prapti. If you get that thing, everything is got. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And when we come to such faith, then there is real faith, it is Shraddha. It is known as Shraddha in Sanskrit language. And perhaps it may be the similar word in similar meaning in faith in English.
Shraddha.
It is possible. There is the central truth. If I know that, everything is known. If I get that, everything is God. Yasmin prapti sadmujam praptam bhavati tad vijigyasasya. If you are, you want to be a student, you study such a thing of absolute characteristic, the grand characteristic, not partial, but search for the whole, the conception of the whole. Takes us to such understanding, the one ruling the plurality, one unity, the oneness of the whole. From one point, the whole of our conception is being controlled and ruled. That idea. The one in whole and one is the master of the whole. And if I be acquainted with that one, the whole is under me. Our Guru Maharaj in Bombay, in answering some question, he told that suppose a lady, a girl, is very poor, but if she is married to a prince, the prince has everything, and through her matrimonial relation, he can have command over the kingdom of her husband. There is something like that. Krishna is the paramount power. And we have got some intimate relationship with him, then everything comes within our jurisdiction through him, through his love and my love towards him. Through that affection, everything may come within my adhikar, within my power, or say something like that. So in this way we can know. We can know, we can have everything. And also we need not think that to have everything under us, that means exploitation. It is not that. That is to serve. In that word, exploitation unknown. I would get chance of serving so many, with so many assistants also. Our Guru Maharaj used to say, the whole duty which I find in this mission, I should do it. It is mine. It is mine. But I can't do. So Krishna has sent so many assistants to me. But the responsibility is mine. So this sort of spirit must arise from in the heart of every sadhvita. Every sadhvita. The whole thing, it is my duty, I shall do the whole. It is the service of my Lord, my loving Lord, and the whole responsibility is that of mine. But because it is not possible, so Krishna has sent so many helping hands to me. In this way, everyone will try to accommodate the service of everything. Just as at present, in our crude form of mentality, we want mastership over everything. In the land of exploitation, generally, our innate nature would be to be masters of all infinite, everything as will obey me. The whole world will obey me. Just the opposite. I shall serve the whole world. That is the opposite in our innate nature. Innate nature. To serve all. And such a world is there. And the Krishna is the leader there. Rather, he's the predominating. Yes, if such a representation is possible, and the predominated aspect, half, is Radharani. Predominating and the predominated. But both are dedicating stuff. But formally, one is predominating half, another is predominated half. Proton or neutron or something like that, what is said. The electron, the center of the electron. Electron is just like a solar system. And there all the atoms are moving, electrons are moving in the atom. And in the middle, they both come with neutron and proton perhaps. One negative and one positive. But the half moiety, our Prabhupada used this word, predominating moiety and predominated moiety, two halves. Formerly predominating aggressor Krishna, and to be aggressed Radhika. In its highest form possible, dedication. So, rather than his lookout is, yes, all the services of Krishna is mine alone. I take so many only to help me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. And the Gurudev, according to the stages of the devotees, are seen in various planes to play his part, and ultimately enters into Radharani. And her group, and in Tatastha Vichar, Annaya Vyatirik, this service is services are planned to the anti-party is necessary, opposition party is necessary to enhance the degree of services that is performed by Yoga Maya. Different groups, competition of services. We have to hear, and vague impression we may receive in our young, late, the photographic plane, according to its capacity, deep or vague. So the picture may have some impression within our heart according to the arrangement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
I have a question. If one, the devotee, is desiring or hankering after the responsibility of taking on disciple, does that mean he's unqualified to be a guru, spiritual
master? What does he say?
His question is that if someone is hankering after the responsibility
of accepting disciples, does this mean that, is that to be interpreted as a disqualification?
It depends. It is laudable, but it depends upon the purity of purpose, sincerity. Do you follow?
How will that be understood?
At his risk, he can do. There's the shastra, the sadhu. Then there's the right. His ultimate decision with his conscience. If it is sincere, it is all right. But with other elements mixed in that desire, the bhukti, mukti, pratishtha, mainly pratishtha, name and fame, then he will have to take the risk and reap the results accordingly. Otherwise, on the whole, it is a good thing. But at the same time, it may be tested in that way. If he thinks there are superior acharyas and he believes the good of the disciple, he may carry him to that acharya. But if he finds there is none to help him, and I can help him to a certain extent sincerely, then he should go at once to help him. Otherwise he will be a criminal. One man is drowning and I can rescue him. I must come forward. But if there is possibility, but in going to rescue him, I may also drown. Then he will bring another gentleman, stronger man, help him, he is drowning. So, the purity of our purpose, that is the highest responsible of Israel to judge it. Hare Krishna, Gaur Sundar. Gaur Hari Bol. A patient suffering, I know something of treatment, I shall come forward to help him. But a better doctor is available, then I shall try to help him in that way. Otherwise I shall go with my sincere desire to help him. And something like that. I had a disease, I got medicine from my Guru Maharaj, and I think I am improving, my health is improving. I am getting out of the disease. That medicine I may recommend in the case of another similar patient. But there also, it is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas, when one rushes to take the responsibility of deliverance, and when there is another higher man to deal with the case, he will be criminal. Unnato adhikari, acharya, bhattamane, niminadhikari, yadi handle korte jaye case, to seta aparadh hoy. Better doctor is available, but for my trade, for my selfish purpose, I run to rush to take the patient in mindless care. That will be criminal. But none to help, and whatever little knowledge I have got, I must utilize that for his betterment. Says, Nahi kalyana kashti durgati tatu gacchati. The purity's purpose is there, that is invincible. None can defeat him or make any harm of him. Hare Krishna, sincerity. Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes.
The situation may also arise where a group of senior devotees, some of whom may be qualified themselves to take on this responsibility, may desire that some other specific personality be chosen to be able to deliver the
regards my personal opinion, I think this decision is unhappy and injudicious. The decision of the GVC is unhappy and injudicious, it seems to me. And the consequence would be that many independent acharya will spring up and stand up. This bigoted, as a result of this bigoted policy. This is my personal opinion. And I wanted to save the ISKCON from such a reaction, that they should be accommodating and expanding. They should expand themselves. They are doing it in a particular way, that making disciples, the expansion, expansions from outside this calm, and with some little knowledge we have got in my life. As with all sincerity, I wanted to help this calm that they go on, the organization, with its prestige, they can go on for some time, feebly. But the divine will must work on its own way. In Hegelian language, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Whenever anything happens, some opposite happenings occurs, and then again greater thesis is the outcome in future. So we must submit to the inevitable. We shall have to submit to the inevitable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes what we do not do willingly, voluntarily, we are forced to do that with some punishment. Not always. Let us see what way the divine will goes. Divine, the sweet will of Krishna. What way he passes. Let us wait and see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My heart aches to hear that many important persons have already become indifferent, many indifferent, and many vanished. The gentleman whose reaction is very deplorable, I was known to him that Padumna. First he came with 18 points in complaining against the present GBC and the Acharya board. As the president and the general body of the non-Acharya, non-GBC members, they are moving in this way, and there are 18 points of objection from us against them. I saw that is many of them was not objectionable. But I asked him, wait and see. Many of my friends, I advised them, wait and see. Don't do anything hurriedly. Hardly you would have to repent, especially when your Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, okay, so many sincere and good friends whom I cannot mention by with little difficulty in my mind, with some pain in my mind. According to me, they are all sincere devotees came, but they could not have any room within the fold of ISKCON and disappeared. And some of them are prey to reaction, I am told. United we stand, divided we fall. That is providence, what I can do. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So, accommodating nature would have been better, according to me. But what the Krishna's will, we must submit to that. Submit to that. And thereby we won't be loser. We won't be loser. His will goes this side. It may be pleasing to me. And this way we shall try. Tattinu kampang susamikkhumanu Vanyāma-īva-ātmikasaṁ-vipākaṁ Hridhi-bhāk-bhapu-bhīr-bhidhahan-namaste Jīvita-jo-mukti-padī-sudāya-bhāk. And also the last Sikhāstak-sloka, Mahāprabhu. Aslishya-vāpādara-tāṁ-pinastramam Adarsanān-madmahatāṁ-karu-tubhā Jatā-tathā-vā-vidhā-tulam-patu Mat prana natas to saiva napara. His sweet child may move this side, that side in my favor, against me. Still, I must submit to that supreme absolute will. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Let us hope that their decision may help this come by the will of Krishna. It may not bring any disaster in the organization. Let us hope and pray. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. ISKCON is a newborn child, a newborn child. There may be many child enemies. So we shall pray to the Lord that the child may grow to be a strong young man, and to do the desired service of its founder. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Hari Gaur, Hari Bol. With this good wishes, we shall pray to him. Jai Jukta Hok. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Nai Kalyana Kaschid Durkadin Tata Gacchati. The great campaign, the highest campaign the world has ever seen, the expansion of the creed of love at the absolute in the religious sky. So its expansion is happy movement. Is to be prayed, wished and prayed by all. Mahaprabhu's Mahaprabhu's grace may reach to every corner of the unknown corner of the world. And so many souls may receive that nectar, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur.
Maharaj?